We're back on the air after the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and we'll have a related story coming up on CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. First up, most of the international sanctions, penalties, were removed from Iran over the weekend. It's part of the nuclear deal led by the Obama administration and agreed to last year. It'll be a major boost to Iran's economy, and it coincided with a United Nations report that said Iran is doing its part to restrict its controversial nuclear program, though critics have said Iran will be a nuclear power in 15 years. Shortly afterward, an exchange of prisoners was announced between the U.S. and Iran. American officials say secret negotiations had been going on for more than a year. The result? The U.S. released seven men who'd either been convicted or accused of illegally exporting electronics, satellite services, or military equipment to Iran. In exchange, Iran released four Americans, a Christian pastor, a journalist, a Marine veteran, and another man who decided to stay in Iran. That country also released a fifth American, a student, separately from the swap. These releases were not part of the nuclear deal. The White House says the deal accelerated the exchange, but critics said the Americans' release should have been negotiated into the original deal, not part of a separate swap. For the roll call, our producers have chosen three from the 1,600-plus requests we got on Friday's transcript. Here they are. From Daejeon, South Korea, hello to everyone watching at Daejeon Foreign Language High School. It's great to see you this Tuesday. From Cape and Bridge, West Virginia, we've got the Bobcats. Cape and Bridge Middle School is on the roll. And in Hot Springs, Arkansas, we present the Rams. Hello to Lakeside High School. In the U.S., the third Monday in January is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Since the 1980s, it's been a federal holiday when government workers and many students have the day off. But event organizers stress that it should be a day on, a day of service when Americans are encouraged to volunteer and work toward improving their communities. Dr. King was the most influential African-American civil rights leader in the 1960s. After his assassination in 1968, cities named streets after him, and today there are estimated to be about 900 streets bearing his name in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. They stand as symbols, some in line with Dr. King's dream, some depicting what has yet to be achieved.